Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota lawmakers have 2 weeks remaining in the current legislative session. State Representative Timothy Johns is from Lead. He represents District 31. He's the chair of the House Education Committee and vice chair of the Judiciary Committee. He joins us now on the phone from Pierre. Representative Johns, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
I think we maybe should dispense with the business at hand for the day, the big news of the day, which is the Select Committee on Discipline and Expulsion. You were chair of that committee as it looked at the confrontation between Representative Johnson and Lynn DeSanto, Representative DeSanto. Can you give us an update on why the House decided to sort of disband that?
Well, it was at the request of Representative DeSanto. She and Representative Johnson had met, and Representative Johnson had apologized for his conduct, and she accepted the apology, and she felt it wasn't worthwhile to proceed any further with the matter. There is a video that will be available to everyone to view what occurred.
And what went behind the decision to release that video to be transparent in that way?
Well, for the simple reason that a lot of people have certain perceptions of what occurred, and the video does portray exactly what happened. There's no audio with it, but there is the video, and I think it'll be very helpful for people to form their own opinions rather than based upon what they may have otherwise might have heard.
Do you know what was said? Is there audio available anywhere?
No, there's no audio. There's a number of people that could probably relate, but I think there was one description. It was just an argument, and had raised voices. I think it was otherwise described as a heated argument, but it was very short. You know, the video itself is only about 35 seconds, and so there's not much there.
So you voted to disband the discipline and expulsion select committee as well, correct?
Well, certainly. I followed the wishes of Representative DeSanto. That was her request, and there was no reason not to honor it. We could have gone through the proceedings, but, you know, once a request is made, then there's really no other reason to continue. It wasn't to suppress anything, because the video will speak for itself.
Let's move on. Education and judiciary. We've been following some of the bills that South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley proposed or sponsored at the beginning of the session. Some of them have come through the Senate or are now in House Judiciary. What can you give us for an update as far as what's in front of that committee now? What remains?
As far as judiciary, we'll have 4 bills that'll be up yet on Wednesday. That should probably conclude all of the bills that we haven't heard yet, and that'll include his methamphetamine bills, the Attorney General's bills for increasing the penalty for distribution of methamphetamine.
When you look at
that, there was another one dealing with the death of an individual, and there's a couple others, but that's about it. And then we had carried over 2 bills, and we'll have to dispose of those. But that'll conclude the business of that committee. And on education, we've already completely, we've been through all our bills. We finished our last 2 on Monday. So,
At this point in the session, as chair of the committee, are you noticing, you know, certain themes or, you know, a certain look for how the session is kind of wrapping up? How do you approach this time of year?
Well, we still have a fair amount of business to do. You know, the House has to get through all the rest of the bills, and then if there's any differences between the House version and the Senate version, it has to go back to the House of where it initiated, and they will have to decide whether to concur in any of the changes. And if they do not concur, they can decide that the bill is dead at that point, or you can have a meeting of the two houses, and they can see if they can resolve any differences there would be.
And are you noticing themes that it seems like the body wants done?
Oh, I think everything's getting pretty much through. That was, you know, that was of particular significance. Yeah.
How about Education Committee? How is that? How is that seating right now?
Like I say, we're done. We've heard all the bills, and there's a couple left to be heard on the floor, and that's that. So I'm real happy with that. And we had a lot of bills go through Judiciary, and that was chaired by Representative Mike Stevens, and he was able to move with Dispatch, and you know, of course, give everybody a fair opportunity. But we got through a lot of bills, and now they're over at the Senate. I was in Senate today on one of them. Before the Senate Judiciary, and they had 15 bills they were trying to deal with. So, of course, you know, there wasn't near as many bills that originated over there as what they originated in the House. So now they're getting all the workload that we dealt with earlier.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest is State Representative Timothy Johns. And I'm wondering, Representative Johns, if there were bills that you sponsored this legislative session that have been important to you.
Yeah, I did bring a couple. I'm on the Uniform Laws Committee for the state, which is we deal with all uniform laws, for example, the Uniform Probate Code. It's beneficial oftentimes to have laws that are uniform throughout the country, and I did bring one on notary publics. There was another one that, and then I brought one on unsworn declarations. Representative Lust sponsored one for powers of attorney, but that died just this morning over in the Senate, Judiciary Committee. But yeah, I was interested in those bills. There's always quite a few. You know, I come with one or two or three, but by the time I'm done, because I'm asked throughout the course of the session to carry a number of them, you know, I might end up either a sponsor of a House bill or a sponsor of a Senate bill on the House side, and you know, I can end up with 10 bills or so. But
explain to me what exactly that means, uniform laws throughout the country in layperson's terms.
Well, for example, you hope that the same laws are adopted pretty much throughout the country dealing with specific subject matters. For example, like electronic transmissions, you would like to have uniformity with the laws, or your commercial code, which is really important because you have national transactions, you have international transactions. You want uniformity in those laws so that we're all working off the same page when it comes particularly to business. Now, you know, and in today's world, of course, it's so much smaller than it used to be. I mean, physically, it's the same, but we're, you know, with the electronic communications and everything, it's a different world. I think it's much more important that there be more uniformity in a lot of laws. I'm not talking about criminal laws, but I'm talking about mostly things that'll affect business transactions and. It could affect domestic matters. We have uniform laws concerning, for example, child support, or it may involve child custody. If you have somebody between two states, oftentimes you need some uniformity there. And so there's a lot of those types of laws that we have. We have quite a few in South Dakota, actually. North Dakota probably has adopted the most.
Interesting. I have one more question to ask you about the Committee on Discipline and Expulsion. I hate to go back that, but I'm wondering if people have expressed concerns to you about really dropping an investigation when the victim says, please don't go forward, versus just going through the process of the investigation. Do you have concerns about, I mean, you have a law background, and yes. I'm wondering,
actually, I was on the bench for 30 years, so that was my appointed
yes.
chairperson.
Yeah. Right. So then I'm wondering about that when the victim says, no, never mind. And I've never met Representative DeSanto, you know, so I don't know, and I haven't been in peer this week to, you know, hear any of those discussions. But as a general rule, with your background, are there concerns about the, you know, someone who felt threatened then turning around and saying, no, it's okay, let it drop? That maybe the investigation should go forward?
No, there was no. And, you know, the state's attorney, the matter was looked into by the Hughes state's attorney. I don't know that she's done anything, but, you know, so it's been looked into. You know, people can make their own decisions on that. And I don't, you know, we were talking about conduct of a legislator. We're not necessarily talking about criminal conduct, frankly.
Got it. Representative helpful. John? Yeah. Yep, thank you so much. That does help sort of clear up the thought process there. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.